It's Thursday, the 16th of December. This is the Sodcast. This is episode 20.
Absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin, we're recording the Sodcast.
Somebody killed a hyena earthquake,
over here.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, and welcome to episode 20 of the Sodcast, the loudest gardening podcast in the world. I have, of course, got a cracking show for you lined up this week. I do, of course, have my This Week on the Blog section. I have my links for the podcast. I have my images for the podcast as I breathe. I have this week's oddities. And of course, I have my Anne Finally section. But first up, as always, to get in contact with me about this and or any other matter, you can, of course, email me. I'm on info@donneganlandscaping.com there. You can get in touch with me via Twitter. That's @DonneganGardens. And of course, you can hit the blog. That's www.donneganlandscaping.com. There's a little blog thing there. There's a little contact thing there. Or you can just read about how fantastic I am. First up, I suppose, if you've been sitting inside looking outside, if you've been outside looking at the people inside, if you've been braving the elements of the great outdoors, there have been varying reports that snow was going to come thick and fast to the country. There's also another point in here which is quite important for those who, I suppose, gardeners aside, you might say, but coming up to the Christmas shopping period, number one. And number two, for gentlemen who are made, who choose to, I worry about them, but who wear the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer jumpers, the old, those big Christmassy Gansies. Turn on the Cliff Richard albums. The mother-in-law comes across. She eats the sprouts, eats the mince pies. She takes the tins of roses. She only leaves toffee ones behind, and you're starting to get a little bit irked by day three. There is potential she may be snowed in with you into the light of your company for a little bit longer than you had anticipated. I'm on the fence on this one. I love my mother-in-law. I think she's the finest woman in the world. After, of course, I'll move straight on. I had a chat with Mark Dunphy of Irish Weather Online to find out just what was on the horizon for this next coming couple of days. And also, what exactly was anticipated for the Christmas Day coming. Take a listen and see how we get on.
This Thursday afternoon into Friday afternoon, you're looking at between 5 and 15 centimetres of snow for much of Connacht and Ulster and parts of Westminster. And this threat extends to the rest of the country come Friday afternoon, Friday evening, and into the early hours of Saturday morning as more organised frontal system. As it pushes across the country, there could be some significant accumulations. And this, as opposed to the cold spell gone by, is fast becoming a countrywide snow event, and a severe one at that. Well, a lot of people in the country will see a white Christmas. White Christmas technically means that snow will fall during the 24-hour period over Christmas Day, but there certainly will be snow lying in most, if not all, of the country come Christmas Day. The key question is, regarding this cold spell, is how long will it last? And around midweek next week, we see some form of battleground between the Atlantic we're used to, as in the Atlantic weather we're used to, and this cold polar or Arctic air mass we're currently experiencing. And that is the classic battleground between warmer air and cold air, and often leads to heavy snowfall. So whether that Atlantic air mass pushes through and dislodges this Arctic air mass is still uncertain.
And that's all I had time for with Mark. A huge thanks to the guys from IrishWeatherOnline.com. Their details and all of the ways of getting in touch with them are, of course, up on the blog, episode 20 of the Sodcast. The date is the 16th of December, and you'll find it under links for the podcast. Moving straight on to this week on the blog section. Yeah, I have an oddball wrangle of ramblings on here, but let me breeze through these quite quickly for very good reason, and I'll spend a little bit longer on the ones that I choose. You'll understand why. The Sodcast is a politics-free zone, but essentially our paths cross now and again. Let me get into the ones that I don't like. Number one, the Horticultural Action Group. Check out the post, you'll understand why. Number two, it's the Woodland League Save Ireland's Forest. Not so much I don't like it, not so much I don't disagree with it. I just don't agree with the wording entirely of the petition that it suggested that I put my name to, if that makes sense. That's just my own tuppence worth. You go agree or disagree. Two, matters a little bit brighter, not really. The invasive species alert. I got this one from the lads at Biodiversity Ireland. And essentially what they're saying is there is a new ladybird on the block and she ain't so kind, she ain't so pretty and she ain't so nice as the ones that, I suppose, you know, you allow crawl across your hand. I mean, you'll think twice about it when you take a look at these freaky fiddlers. I'm being extremely polite there. But the invasive species list, this is a huge, not a lot of people are aware of it, but it's a huge, I've got a report coming up actually on Monday. The report is based on the cost to the UK Exchequer of species, plants, animal, insect, from the invasive species list and the actual damage financially that they cost. I'll move straight on, I'll leave it with you, but it's interesting reading and you should go take a look. Yeah, the next one that came up was essentially seeking feedback, I suppose, on the podcast itself. We're heading into episode 2021 by the year end of the podcasts. You know, I've been at this now, audio recording garden advice, since about April. And I suppose essentially what I'm trying to do is just get the podcast, a weekly one, a little bit more perfect for you, the listener. And again, you can do that in a couple of ways, and I've got the details on that blog post. But other than that, if you do have the time and you're downloading this at this moment in time from your laptop, just flick onto iTunes, you'll click the link at the top of the blog there, and just rate and review it. 1 star if you don't like it, give a reason if you wish to. Give a 5 star if you love it, give a reason if you wish to. That's all I'm asking. I'll move straight on and I'll leave it at that. The final post that I had done this week was called Whether to Consider the Client. That, case in point, is the argument. And it is very much, does Peter go in and earn his few bob, as he's entitled to do, and leave the garden half undone throughout a period of snow over the Christmas festive period? That may be a period of 1 week and maybe a period of 2 weeks. You've just listened to Mark Dunphy there talking from IrishWeatherOnline.com. So you'll get where I'm coming from. Or does Peter turn around and say, look, hey, no, to be fair to you, client, potential client, it's not me. It's somebody's diddling around with the remote controls for the sky there. And I'm going to leave you potentially in not the lap of luxury over the Christmas period. I suppose the answer is I didn't want to be getting cursed every time the relations started looking out the windows. That's really all it is, just a little bit of logic. And the question is that right or was I wrong? And yes, folks, that leads me straight into the second guest of the Garden Podcast. What can I say? It's been, like I said earlier on, a frustrating day or three, to say the least, for those who like to have a bit of fresh air and yet be wrapped up warm in the great outdoors. Ladies and gentlemen, what can I say? Miss Jane Paris, how's things with you?
Things are fine. I must say I'm feeling a little bit cabin fevered myself, because although I live in balmy Dunleary, well, I should say normally balmy Dunleary, it's been mad here for the last couple of weeks. About a week ago, we had our all-time low, and it was -5 degrees about a week ago, which I know, I can see you're looking, you're saying in Ballybuckle it was -462. I know. But for Dunleary, -5 is very polar. So yes, yeah. It's been very icy. It's been very snowy. Last year, or rather earlier this year in January, was the first time we'd had snow in years and years and years. You know, it's just amazing that we had it another 11 months later.
-6, -6. I think the highest I recorded in Ballybottle was just over -8. I suppose the next question, Jane, is for those who want to get out into the great outdoors or back out into it and maybe do... I know there's an element where people need to wrap up, maybe even just get out for a half an hour.
What you're going to ask me, Peter, is what can people be doing out in the garden now in this miserably cold, post-snow, brown weather? Well, I suppose you could do a bit of tidying up if you really feel like doing that. The thing that I would say that you could be doing, and it'd be really important, is to maybe try and do something for the birds, because they've had a really dreadful, dreadful winter so far, and it's just happened so soon in the year. And if you think that, you know, there's maybe another 2-3 months of very cold weather coming up, what you could be doing is maybe feeding your wild birds. You can feed them scraps. You're going to be having a lot of scraps available in these coming weeks of big eating. So they'd be very happy to have things like the crusts from your mince pies or any sort of high fat stuff that you're throwing out. I'd say don't put food out last thing at night. Put it out in the morning. If there's any leftover, you really should sort of clear it up before nightfall in case you get any unwanted visitors.
Outside of the scraps, do you feed your own birds anything else?
When I'm talking about birds, I'm talking about wild birds. With hens, our hens we feed on pigeon food, which is a mixture of corn and grains and all sorts of things like that. And it comes in big, huge bags in the pet shop. But you can also feed that to wild birds as well. But for wild birds, what I would say is that some of the feed that you would give to your hens and things, they need more than that. Because wild birds, they need higher protein, higher fat foods. So things like barley and wheat, grain foods, they're kind of fillers for wild birds. So in fact, what they need are oil-rich seeds like sunflower, millet, and Niger. Niger is the one that wild birds go absolutely mad for. All the little finchy things, they really, really like Niger, which is a small black seed. Fresh water is really, really important for wild animals, wild birds especially. And it's not just for drinking, it's for preening, because their feathers are like, you know, their clothes, and it's particularly important that everything is all nicely looked after in this weather. So they need water for preening. If you can supply water for the birds, that's great. If you can't, you can't. But everybody can supply food. You know, like a wren weighs 10 grams. A blue tit weighs 11 grams. A goldcrest, which is our smallest bird, weighs only 6 grams. And, like, they're just tiny little beings. And, you know, we have so much in our power to, you know, make their lives easier. You know, for instance, like, say, just go back to the wren, as I say, it's 10 grams. Like, if you were to post a letter, it's 50 grams. And the thing that is even more sort of poignant about it is that on a cold night, they regularly lose 10% of their body weight. And on an incredibly cold night, they can lose up to 20% of their body weight. So it's really important. First thing when they get up in the morning is that they get a nice feed. What you refer to as frozen balls of seed, I presume, are fat balls. Mm. And they're really good for blue tits. But a lot of birds actually cannot suspend from a ball like that. Then there's peanuts, which are very good. With peanuts, you have to make sure that you store them in a dry place. Because if you store them in a damp place, they can get a fungus, which is called aflatoxin, which is very, very dangerous. That can actually kill birds. And then the small finchy birds, they like to eat seed. So, you know, the mixed bird seed that you would buy is fine. But the best stuff, as I said earlier, at this time of the year especially, are seeds that have lots of oil in them. And that would be things like sunflower and millet and Niger. But, you know, you don't have to be actually going down and spending a fortune on bird seed. You can, and you know, some people do, but you can give them food scraps. Things like white bread and white rice are not great. They're a bit like junk food. But you can give them brown bread, you can give them cake, you can give them potatoes, you can give them bananas. And if you're giving them something like bread, it's important to soak it first. Because you give them dry bread, that's not good. It can swell up in their stomachs, and that's bad for them. Another thing that's really important for black caps and blackbirds and thrushes are things like apples. If you've got, you know, an orchard, if you live in the country, or you've got sort of some old windfalls, if you just leave those on the ground, or if you just stick them onto trees and things like that, cut them in half and then stick it onto a tree, or just then you get black caps and missile thrushes and field fares and red wings.
And huge thanks to Jane for taking the time to talk to me. As always, Jane's contact details are on the blog post for the Sodcast, which is episode 20, the 16th of December by date. You can, of course, get Jane this weekend in the Irish Times, where she writes. She's the resident regular Garden Saturday columnist. I suppose, is that the fairest description? She's in the Weekend magazine. It's a nice article. I liked last week's one, actually, on the Christmas wreaths and making your own. That little bit different. Moving straight on. Yeah, images on the podcast. Oh, yeah. Do you remember I mentioned last week the 7-Up on Ice? It's on the top of Arnott's, which is slap bang in the centre of Dublin City Centre, the 7-Up Christmas on Ice gig. And I got, who sent me the, was it Brendan Hughes sent me the, thanks Brendan for the photograph there. The next photograph after that is young little Miss McMahon, that's at Ado on Twitter, his daughter. And I gave Ado one of the Sodcast badges and he sent me a photograph of it. Ado, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I think that's Paige, isn't it? It is indeed, that's her name, P-A-I-G-E, not P-A-G-E. The next photograph after that, that's the Swallows. You might remember from the podcast going back up a couple of months ago, a few months ago now. The Swallows had built nests in the eaves of my home. And I'm engaging with the frost, with the snow, with the ice, with the drop in temperature, with the rise in temperature. For some reason or another, I walked out the back garden with my cup of coffee in my Sodcast mug, John Keyes. The thing literally, I'm not joking, it just dropped out of the sky. Now, I'd never seen one that up close before. It's phenomenal how they build these literally within a couple of hours. Straight into this week's oddities. Oh, Ben Dingle surf. Yeah, fancy surfing on New Year's Day in Bundoran. I'm not the greatest swimmer. I love the great outdoors. I don't mind a paddle, you know, but I'm kind of, you know, Father Ted, armbands, Dougal kind of standard. Surfing on New Year's Day in Bundoran. I think I nearly go down and sit on the beach. Oh, Newswhip. Yeah, they have. If you haven't seen Newswhip, I actually like it. But Newswhip have a report out and it's that Ireland won't make its climate change targets. Quite frightening, to be honest with you. In a world gone mad, I don't think the people in power are really paying enough attention to this one, to be quite honest with you. I like this post, yeah, on plants in your office to relieve the stress. It's quite interesting. Next, I'm fumbling here and I'm moving straight on. Commissioner Maura Geoghegan-Quinn announces the EU report entitled A Decade of EU-Funded GMO Research. It's another interesting piece and I'm hesitant to even discuss politics on this podcast. But, you know, as I said, green and politicians, etc., sometimes cross paths. Take a look and see what you think. I got an email in from Alison at Pierce Communications. How you doing, Alison? Alison says, quote unquote, Pete, loving your blog, Peter. Great example of making digital comms work within a traditional industry. A traditional industry. Ah, yes. Good old farmer, Alison. No, I really do appreciate that. And coming from the guys at Pierce Communications, I like the bit where it says, you know, we make a lovely cup of tea and you click it. I think that's really, really smart. They do a good blog as well, actually, which I've linked to once or twice at this stage, if I remember. So thanks, Alison. And I really appreciate the aftershave for Christmas. Yeah, right. He must be joking. And finally, and that leads me into my and finally section, Jenny Fox. I went down with George, Jenny's husband. George and me went to school together. We went down the weekend and picked out Christmas trees together. But yeah, I watched families go around and pick out their Christmas trees and take their time and find the right one. And the kids got involved in it. And it was a nice day. And it puts, you know, it's a conversation I had with Anthony McGuinness recently about the garden group and why I did it and why I don't charge money for it and why I did a podcast. Why I did a whole lot. And I think going to a Christmas tree farm to see a family pay to just pick out a tree, to bring it home, to put it in their house, to take that amount of time to wrap the kids up, to get the car dirty, to tie it down. It's the most illogical thing you could ever do when you think about it, when you analyse it. You know, guys in Fiat Puntos strapping a huge monster of a tree. Let's get the biggest one we can find. Show it off to the neighbours. And it's great. And it's everything that Christmas should be. It's the reason why reindeer jumpers for men exist. It's the reason why somebody this year will buy me red socks with Christmas trees on the side of it. What did I get last year? Penguins. Yeah, socks with penguins on them. Just what I always wanted. And it's brilliant. And I love it. What can I say, folks? Thank you so much for listening. More than you realise, it makes my day when you send the wee little email, when the Sodcast coffee mug comes from John Keyes, when one lady, Mrs. K, sends me a little note saying, Pete, hey, the highlight of our week is listening to the Sodcast, even if you're bullshitting me. I still appreciate it. Thank you so much, everybody who was involved in the show today. To Jane Powers, to the guys from Irish Weather Online, Mark Dunphy, thank you so much. Take care, folks. Do have a great weekend in the great outdoors. Let me know how you get on. Bye for now.